Wow.
Now that's nostalgia for me. That brings me back to being 14 again. So, and we all wanted to be you, Lee. Everybody wanted to be the $6 million man.
All you had to do was do this.
That's it. Look at that eye. Can you still do the 20-to-1 zoom on that one?
Sure, sure. I got to tell you, you were very cruel to me this morning.
Why?
You brought me out here and made me taste that wonderful
shortbread.
Yeah, and then you put me back in that little room and locked the door, and I had the biggest sugar buzz. I couldn't get out.
You should do this from...
I think I could have.
Because bionics are back in again, because there's a movie this year, isn't there, of the bionic woman, that girl from
Yeah, there's
East
an American yes. version of the bionic woman, but it's not quite as good as the bionic woman back then. Mm. It's a little too dark, too sci-fi, and a little too edgy, you know, yeah. I think, for kids.
Well, Lindsay Wagner was
Lindsay
fantastic.
Was warm. Character, I think you liked her, you know, you felt more
look at
in
her.
Tune
I mean,
with
cool.
her.
Look at that glamour as well.
But
when we could wear
this little girl, even though she was an English actress, you couldn't warm up to her as good as you could Lindsay back in the day.
Okay. Mm. But, I mean, you set the pace, as I say, with Steve, but everywhere where you went, you had to go, did everybody want you to do tricks and live up to all that super
well,
strength?
Well, I tried to stay out of the bars. That was the... people always get drunk and want to arm wrestle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they did again, because it didn't only finish with Steve Austin. And of course, that orange jumpsuit, we used to have dolls, things, that
That's
action
right.
men type things, all, all
with
dressed
the
like that.
With a telescope down the eye, you could
yeah. But it didn't stop there, because then you went on to play this guy. This guy was the fall guy. Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Jody, grab the wheel.
What do I do with him?
He's going to be busy.
You do good work, Seavers.
You weren't so bad yourself, ma'am. Of course, I did have some excellent help.
Steve is so 70s, fall guy,
80s.
So
80s.
80s. Yeah.
How many of the stunts did you
I
really do?
I covered 3 decades, though, with Big Valley.
Big Valley in the 60s, yeah. Before that.
Barbara Stanwyck.
Look, yeah.
Well, let's have a look at Big Valley then while we're at it. This is with Barbara.
I've got eight series. You could go on forever.
Is it Barbara Stanwyck?
I did this series here.
Barbara Stanwyck or Stanwyck?
Hold it!
I was kidding.
Yeah, no, we've got it here. So what was it like? I mean, this was your first big break into TV. And what was it like then coming up with a movie star like Barbara Stanwyck?
Well, you know what? At that time, I wasn't... You were just so amazed to be there that, and Stanwyck I didn't know because she was a big movie star, but I watched television, Roy Rogers and Gene Autry.
Yeah.
Then working with her was tremendous. I mean, I learned an awful lot. She was a sweet lady.
Fantastic.
Very disciplined. That's where I learned my discipline. Mm.
And now people are learning from you, particularly this fabulous boy who's in Ben 10. And this is a boy whose name is...
His name is Graham Phillips. If
and you,
you know
spotted him, didn't you?
You know, I went to this film called Evan Almighty.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
With Steve Carell.
Good movie.
And I had just been approached to do this little film. And I told my wife, I said, you know, that kid in the middle would be perfect for Ben 10. And lo and behold, there it was. I went in to start doing the first day's work, and there he was.
Fantastic.
It's amazing. He's a wonderful kid, very good actor. And the little girl who plays his cousin, Haley Ram, she's awfully good. So it's cute. It's I don't know if you're familiar with the cartoon.
Very familiar with the cartoon.
Even you watch cartoon?
And all the toys, Cartoon Network, my 5-year-old, he's well into
this. This movie from 5 years to 12 years, it's a must-see. You know, it's based on the cartoon of the same name, Ben 10.
And you're the grandpa.
Very big in the United States.
Yeah.
And it's the first time the Cartoon Network has made a live-action movie for television. It ran in the States, and it got the highest ratings that they'd ever had in their history.
Okay. And
over
this
4
is why.
Million people.
Let's have a look at it. Here we go.
Grandpa.
Jacobs.
Gross.
I'm sorry, Constantine. I wish we could have got here sooner.
I used to work with him. So, who now, was that?
Actually, you want to know the truth? I can't say. That was a robot.
Oh, it's fantastic. Well, now, Ben 10...
That was not a man. That was not a person.
We can see this on Cartoon Network.
You can see
this
Monday. It premieres here Monday on the Cartoon Network at 10 a.m.
10 a.m. And this is something that for half term, put the kids in front of it.
I had a kid come up to me the other day. He was 8 years old. He said, that's the greatest movie ever made for an 8-year-old.
Bless him.
I thought that was so sweet.
Oh, how good does that make you feel?
You know, when I went in on the interview, they asked me about it. The director said, would you do this film I'm going to do? I said, sure, I'll do it. Then when I showed up, I was disappointed because I thought I was going to play Ben. But it didn't happen. Your grandpa.
You're young enough to play Ben. Finally playing
grandpa now.
You finally are. Steve Austin, Lee Majors, thank you very much indeed. Lovely talking.
Thank you for having me. You're such sweet people.
Well, now, let me tell you that what we've got on tomorrow's show, we have former Corrie star Georgia Taylor on her show.